Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Warriors' season is underway. How good is this team? Can they really compete for another championship?
Butler, top of the key, three. Good!
All six of our hosts have descended upon Pleasant Hill, California to break down every angle of this squad.
Curry, wow. Deep three from half court. He hit it! He hit it! There's one person on the planet that would take that shot, and he nailed it! Ridiculous.
It's time for the Blue and Gold Summit, live from Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill. Alongside Dan Dibley, Joe Spadoni, Joe Shasky, Matt Steinmetz, and Daryl the Guru Johnson, here's Mark Willard.
Let's go! The summit is here!
What a turnout.
Hey, give yourselves a round of applause. Y'all look great. Woo! Yeah. All right, Jack's Restaurant and Bar, the Warriors Summit is here. We look forward to this stuff all year long. Say hello to our morning show, the Joe Shasky and Spadoni.
Hey. Wow, that was not a good reception. Oh, boy.
And nobody looks better in pink. Look at the midday show.
Hey,
all right,
I'll see you.
Let's get this thing started. We got some surprises for you a little bit later on in the show, but we want to dive right in to some Warrior basketball. So what we're going to do is we're going to go across the whole table and just start it out with a bit of an opening statement with regard to what we've seen so far through nine games. So let's start with our guys in the morning. Man to my right, Joe Shasky. A little bit of an opening statement. What do you see so far through nine?
I see a lot. I think my favorite part of the first eight games has been the youngsters. I think Jonathan Kuminga has been amazing. I'm shocked that he's been able to assimilate the way that he has, the way the veterans have embraced him, Kerr's embraced him. Moody's shot looks incredible early on. I think Pods has had some up and down performances, but overall he's been really good. And then, I mean, how about this kid, Will Richard? I've been so impressed with him. TJD, I thought, flipped the game the other night. I know the big three get all the credit and all the love. I think the first part of the season has been all the youngsters, and I'm enjoying it. Last time I wanted them to win that game. That was fun, but obviously they were missing something with that second unit late third quarter. But overall, I'm worried about the old guys. Can they navigate 9 months? I don't know. The young guys look great. I'm so pumped for them.
Off to a good start, absolutely. Spadoni, what do you say?
The fact that they beat the Lakers in La La Land makes you very happy if you're a Warriors fan. The fact that they beat the Nuggets, a team that has hounded them for years, has to make you very excited, by the way. Listen to your interview with Kerr earlier. No Steph tomorrow? That doesn't make me very happy. He's sick. Get better, Steph. We love you. One thing that concerns me... Al Horford's concerning me right now, guys. But it's early, though. It's nine games in the season. He can figure it out. I know Steve said The fact that he missed all the shots isn't good, but everything else was good. So Al Horford, I guess.
Yes, Steve did say he thought they were going in.
Thanks.
They just didn't.
Thanks.
So I don't know if you get any points for those. But over to Steiny and Goo. Steiny, what do you think? What do you see so far through 9 games?
Oh, I see.
Oh, here we go.
Oh boy.
I see about what I thought.
Suck.
No, I see about what I thought I'd see. I really like the youngsters are playing. Kuminga's, to me, the story of the season so far.
He's been
very good. He's, to me, he's noticeably improved. And so that, to me, is the big part. But we got the troubling thing of 3 guys missing last night's game. I get it, sickness. But, you know, the season's so long, so much. Is Butler playing tomorrow?
Don't know yet.
Exactly.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
That's it.
Steph's not, though. That's all. He's sick, Butch.
Great job on understanding Kerr on the way to the flight. Is he going to be on? Nice
Thank
job.
Thank you. Both, I appreciate
yeah,
that.
Terrific.
Normally, Mark handles the heavy
terrific.
Lifting, and I do the slap and or tickle. But, hey, Steve, is he going to be on the flight? He's not going to be on the flight.
Yeah,
and if he's not on the flight, he's probably not going to play, Joe.
The list is
Slater and Sham's tweet was after that game, by the way.
Which means that Slater and Shams might have been in the car with Steve, because how else would they know?
Yeah.
The Odyssey app.
That's right.
There you go.
Thank you, Steiny. The
official report is that Steph is out, Jimmy is questionable, Draymond is probable. That's their official listing up to the minute. Guru, what do you see so far?
My viewing pleasure is not just delegated to Steph, Jimmy, and Dre. I was thoroughly entertained last night, and they got some youngsters on the squad. As Butch said, Butch, we want you to leave our guy alone, Dibs and I, Richard, because we were at him first.
Okay, first off, I know Todd Golden. I have his number. I coached his kid. That's my account.
Whoa, boy.
Todd Golden is my account.
But, dude, they have a mentality of, like, and Moody as well.
You know,
I don't give a damn. I've been here before. So yesterday I was thoroughly entertained. I wanted them to win. They didn't. But there are going to be nights where, you know, the chef and the rest of the OGs are not there. But now we got the two timeline thing that's actually born. The babies are here, and they're actually making contributions. So I like that. And what's concerning me is guards just breaking us down on the offensive side of the ball, and then not having the Windex man to back the guys getting beat off dribble penetration. I'm not seeing that yet. It's 9 games. Al Horford, where you at? But I'm just – that's concerning.
Can I ask Mark and Dan a question here?
Of course.
I'm watching this team. If we would have had this summit before the season started, I think the majority of the questions would have been, can the young guys help out the old guys? In two of their losses on the road –
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I feel like the old guys let down the young guys and played hero ball. Can you make the argument the young guys have been more impressive through 8 games than the older guys?
I think you could easily make that argument. No, go ahead.
No, I think that the young guys provide a higher floor, but the old guys provide a higher ceiling. And so my thing, my opening statement, the one thing I really like is when they're all healthy and they're all together, this team is good enough to do it all, win it all, if healthy, and if they're in the right spot at the end of the year. But when they're not, they are much closer to a lottery team. So the young guys, I think that the young guys are good and they provide a solid base. But if the old guys can't do it consistently enough, then you're probably going to be a six seed and you're going to be more like last year than you are 2022.
I think it's easy to make that case, but I also think it's a matter of kind of what glasses we're wearing. In other words, we already know who Steph Curry, Jimmy Butler, and Draymond Green are. We came into this with questions about what Jonathan would look like. Who is Will Richard? Would Moody, maybe Pods, would they kind of take a step forward? So, yeah, they are popping more because they're doing more. They are better versions of themselves than they were when we last saw them. As to where the other three guys are the same version, I don't know. Maybe you could argue that they are starting to go downhill. I think it's a little early to say that, though, because also what is the goal of those players? Those young guys want to come out and show something right away. And I think the older players are coming out right away to pace themselves. And they're probably looking at games that are in April and March more so than they're worried about November.
If we did the summit before the season, how much of the talk would have been about Kuminga and is he ready? Where's he at?
All of it.
Where does he play? How much? I think I can make a legitimate argument through eight games, he's been their second best player on six out of those 8 nights, maybe five. Like, I didn't have that on my bingo card, guys.
I did not either.
Is that a good thing, though, that he's their second best player at this point? I mean,
you're seeing talent.
You're 5-4.
Yeah.
That's not
I don't think there's any way to
it's
put
a good question.
It. There's any way to put a negative spin on what Jonathan Kuminga has looked like this year. Because frankly, if you do go back to before the season, this offseason, with how it sounded from fans and media, there was no way in my mind that it would look this cohesive with him this quickly. And that questions about him wouldn't be being asked in the locker room after every game. And
but
that's
Jimmy
not
Butler's
happening.
Your second best player, though.
But he hasn't played like
thus far. Yeah, but he's won you some games, and it's just funny. I won't pull anybody's ID, but all the people now whispering sweet nothings about Kuminga when 4 or 5 months ago the dude couldn't play is just funny, but now we're ready to anoint him the second best. Jimmy Butler's your second best player.
We're just
player
analyzing.
Right after Steph. No, I'm just saying.
But Jimmy's been coasting. He had that great game where he had the 16 free throws. I thought
he controls the game.
He does, but he picks and chooses his spot. And I think with that comes large stretches where you're like, is Jimmy going to do anything? And I love the guy. I think he's great. It's just as their age, they have to pick and choose their spots.
And he did that last year, too, when they first acquired him. We were all waiting. Hey, where's playoff Jimmy, right?
Yes.
That was the whole thing. We kept waiting and waiting, and then he got hurt. And unfortunately, when Steph went down, everyone was looking at Jimmy Butler. Hey, Jimmy, save us. Well, it's hard to do that against Anthony Edwards and Julius Randle.
Yeah, and hard to do that with what I think was actually a really bad tailbone injury.
Oh,
I do not think. Yeah, I do not think he was at his best at all. And Steiny's laughing at it because that's what he does. But anyway, let's go through the six of us. And I mean, if you want to whittle it down to one word or a phrase or whatever to really capture a concern that you're feeling in this moment,
boy.
Guru, what would you say?
Dribble penetration, guards that can ha-ha, and we don't have any ha-ha to combat it. That's a concern.
We don't have any Thundercats?
We're working on them. Thundercats in the making, but that's a concern. And we got guys off the practice squad. Quentin Jackson, who? And then Rollins. He used to be a warrior, Butch.
Oh, boy.
And he gave us the business. That's a concern. And I'm not saying it can't be rectified or remedied or fixed, but, man, that's bothersome.
Diney, what would you say?
The biggest concern, they can't put five guys out on the floor night after night after night that they can rely on that is better than the other team night after night after night.
And why do you think that is?
Why do I think
that is? Like, you think that's a help?
Because
thing?
They're not going to be able to throw a consistent lineup out there night after night after night because they've got a lot of young players who will be inconsistent night after night after night. And now they've got older players who are going to be inconsistent night after night after night. They'll be more consistent than the other guys, but there's going to be a lot of nights where three or four guys play pretty well and four guys don't, and we'll see if they can win them.
What would you say?
That, I'm going to play off of that to an extent, and I wanted to borrow from Priest with the they're too old. But it's not that they're too old, but Steph Curry, if he plays 70 games, you're going to have, of those 70, you're going to have probably 30 are elite level Steph, 20 are, oh my God, you're still really good, and then 15 to 20 of like what we saw the other night, where he just isn't as able to be as great as he needs to be as he was when he was younger. So it doesn't mean Steph's not amazing. He is, but you're not going to be amazing three or four times a week. So if he's not, then the other guys next up, Jimmy, he's kind of in the same boat. Draymond doesn't score. Kuminga has been awesome, but I think you're going to rely too much on the second and third tier guys to step up and be that.
I'm going to point to two things that are on the side of the ball that we tend to not spend any time on. Guru, I know you did. But the two D words for me right now are defense and Draymond. Draymond's hitting his three-point shot, but at the other end, physically, this brilliant defender that he's been in guarding people bigger than him through the years, I don't know if I see that right now and see that lasting for the entire year. There are some things when you watch the way his body is moving right now. He's actually the one, and I know he's the youngest of the big three, but he's the one from an age perspective and because of what this team asked him to do. I worry about his body and his output on the defensive end more than I do Jimmy Butler and Steph Curry.
Their number one problem is rim protection. Mm. I think all the things Guru's bringing up, Dallas had those problems a couple years ago as well. But they had bigs that you funnel to at the rim, and they're able to alter shots, force more kickouts, you know, get more stops in the paint. And I look at Quinn Post. I like him, but he's probably a backup. I like Trayce Jackson-Davis. He's 6'9". Boy, I'd love him to be 7 foot. You know, like, if they could get a legitimate rim runner and a guy that could get 2 feet in the paint on defense and be able to just stand there and alter shots, I think it changes their entire team. And I think it can offset their lack of a secondary perimeter defender.
Mine would be Jimmy Butler's health. This is a guy that the Warriors got when he barely even played with the Miami Heat last year. There was the freshest version of we saw of Jimmy Butler when they acquired him. And I'm concerned if he can play a full season. Clearly, he can't already. He has back soreness. Mm. We're 3 weeks into the season. I have concern there. And then Steve Kerr spoke about it with you guys just an hour ago, Willard and Dibbs. The turnovers, man. I mean, in this league, I don't care if it's the Washington Wizards, New Orleans Pelicans. That play yesterday on the inbounds pass late in the third quarter, when it was GP2 just throwing it. Who was it? Buddy Hield. It just clanks off his hands.
Just
like
threw it out
like
of
they
bounds.
Don't even care. Like that cannot happen in a game like that when they didn't have Domantas Sabonis. They didn't have Keegan Murray. They didn't have Zach LaVine. They had 50-year-old DeMar DeRozan and Russell Westbrook. And those guys were not making the mistakes late in that game. So it's the turnovers.
You know, it's funny you bring up the Draymond thing. I've been very critical of Draymond. I also acknowledge how amazing he is. He's just an all-time type of a player. He looks so sluggish right now. And then I see what's going on with Klay Thompson in Dallas. And I just, I wonder, well, I don't know if it's as severe as Draymond. I just wonder, like, not everyone gets to play like LeBron into their 40s. And that's Steph, why he's the unicorn. Yep. Like, and Steph's amazing. He's amazing. But to think that Draymond was going to age gracefully when he's the one wearing and tearing and banging with guys 6 inches and 50 pounds heavier than him. He looks a little sluggish. I am worried. He's still impactful. He's extremely important. But their best lineup right now with this roster is him at the small ball five, but it wears him down.
Yep.
So it's like a double-edged sword.
Man.
Well, who else are you going to play at the five? Because Quinton Post is not an interior defender, and TJD. No. TJD can do it, but you can't have
him
play
offense. Somebody.
So
Dibbs from Boston.
He is an absolute cardboard cutout.
Oh, man.
You watch Al Horford. You want to talk about stiff?
They're isolating him on the perimeter. They're getting the switches that they want.
He looks stiff,
and they are going at him. Like the game last night, forget his shot. Just forget the shot.
I got you.
They went at him over and over, just like the Milwaukee Bucks did and Indiana did. Like, these teams are attacking him simultaneously. The East knows Jimmy Butler really well. They put a bigger defender on him.
And
you were talking about where Jimmy's been. That's something that I think the Western Conference teams are going to try to do.
Blue and Gold Summit from Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill here on 95.7 The Game. The whole gang is here.
Yay!
What a crowd.
Steiny and Goo and Shasky and Spadoni and Willard and Dibbs all together again, and all of you, and we appreciate you coming out here. And look, we're not going to run from this at all. Let's have a little conversation. Let's spend a few minutes on nothing but Jonathan Kuminga. Oh. How are you all feeling about Jonathan Kuminga right
Let's
now?
Go. Yeah. Wow.
So,
JK.
Right. Which is incredible considering the lightning rod that he was literally just as recently as 3 weeks ago. So let's actually ask it that way. Each of us up here, how has your opinion of Kuminga changed in these 9 games? Spadoni, what would you say?
I mean, I don't know if it's changed fully, because I always thought the best version of this Warriors team includes this version of Jonathan Kuminga. Now, this version we didn't see last year, the facilitating, the actively getting rebounds, being on the boards, all of that has been so refreshing to see. And I've been on this. I think acquiring Jimmy Butler has unlocked Jonathan Kuminga. There needed to be a separate voice, a different type of leader than what was already here. Clearly, Steph wasn't getting to him. Clearly, Draymond wasn't getting to him. The head coach wasn't getting to him. They needed someone else that had gravitas, that has been there and done that. And that's been Jimmy Butler. JK's spoken about it. Jimmy Butler spoke about it. And the head coach, Steve Kerr, talked about it. So Jimmy Butler unlocking Jonathan Kuminga, I think, has been a very pleasant surprise.
Let's bounce around a little bit. Dibs, what would you say?
Well, I was bullish coming in, and I told you all the time in the summer that I thought it could work. I thought that he could come back and be impactful. I thought that they could make it work with Jimmy Butler.
Did Mark agree?
No, he and I went back and forth.
He did not.
And you know what? For all of the positivity that I was spouting, and normally he's the positive, I'm the negative, I thought it could work, but it's worked even way beyond my most positive possible expectations. And it's not to say that it's going to be this and even more and beyond, but I think he's shown enough now to where, why would you even think about trading him at the deadline? If you trade him, you're going to be trying to get this kind of a player.
We'll get to that in a second.
Oh, you're damn right,
for sure.
We will.
Guru, you've always loved the kid. What's up?
Well, you know what? And I got to be careful here. I want to use the word, and I'm not his family or his parent, but I'm proud because he's rebounding. There's nothing athletically he's doing to where I'm blown away, because I knew we had it. But to basically buy in, I'll go poker, buy in and do the thing that he hadn't checked the box, I'm proud. And also, I'm not good at this in life, and my kids can attest to this, and I'm trying my best, and I'm getting better, preparing for the future. I love Steph and Dre, and they're not going anywhere, but the reality is one day they will. And now I feel like, to Spadoni's point and Dibs' point, he's going nowhere. And when you just step back and you sip on that margarita and you think about the Warriors in 6 or 7 years, Jonathan Kuminga could be a part of that. And it's early 9 games, but he's answering every question. Not perfect, but he's a guy that should be a part of your future.
Dasky, what would you say?
I'm going to use a cross-sport analogy, because I think, like, there's this, like, a camp of people, JK could always do this. JK could never do this. He's gotten better. And I feel like it reminds me of Alex Smith. Alex Smith, we were ready to throw out the door. I was done with him. I did the full emotional circle.
180.
I was rooting for him. I was done with him. He can never play on my team. He's got 1 foot out the door. Then he came back, and he bought in, and he got the right coach, and they believed in him.
Right.
And then he became a good player. He was not a good player before. He became a good player. I feel like I'm watching similar types of things, the archetype, happen for JK. You could see the flashes, but you could also see the turnovers, the bad shots, moving to the spot that Steph occupies, not playing defense off ball and falling asleep. All the little things he's doing better. He's got to clean up the turnovers, but the playmaking has been amazing. He had a pass to Will Richard yesterday when Will Richard went baseline.
Yep.
I don't think he makes that pass the last 4 years.
And, I agree completely.
And I hear this, look, he's always been this, and I've argued with Bonte about it. He's gotten better. Eric Armstead got better over 4 years. Jimmy Ward got better. Alex Smith got better. Steph Curry got better over time. JK has gotten a lot better, and I feel like it's all clicked this year. I'm really happy for him.
Well, I think in any
sorry,
yeah, Shasky later today, we'll do a whisper celebration if we can get him to do
it's
one.
My but favorite.
Anyway, to me, in any relationship,
get 100K on TikTok.
Oh my God, incredible,
really,
dude!
In any relationship, to me, like, the last thing that comes is trust. And what I see, and there's no doubt, probably on this table right here of the six of us, I've been the hardest on Jonathan Kuminga. No doubt about it. And it comes down to this. It's not ever for me been about the arc of how good he could be. It was always about, can you play the way this team wants you and needs you to play right now? And I've arrived at a spot where, A, I certainly didn't think he could do it this quickly, and he's doing it. But, B, what I'm actually most impressed with of all the Jonathan Kuminga stuff has nothing to do with what we're seeing on the court. This guy has become the lightning rod of Bay Area sports for over a year. From a different country at age 22, he never caused a problem.
No.
He never lost his mind. He never had an outburst. He never, never, never. Now, look, it's pro sports. You still need to eventually go out there and do the things that are successful, and now we're seeing that. But my goodness, he deserves a lot of credit for all summer. While we're yelling about him being a king or a son, he apparently was studying how to become a better warrior. And I love that part of the story.
I think Spadoni believes Jimmy Butler as a big part of this.
Yeah, absolutely.
He is. Well, you're right.
Well, they've
you're
spoken right. about it. And I just feel like if you look at the landscape of this team right now, who's closest to the style of play of Jonathan Kuminga? Now, this version of Jimmy, no. But that style of play, you could look at a guy like Jimmy and say, you know what? I could be like that. And better at one point. Now, Jimmy Butler's a Hall of Famer, best player on two teams that went to the finals. But that type of player, and something about having an outsider's voice, it helps. I don't know, man. Like, when you come into an already established place like Golden State, it's hard to level with some of these guys that are just used to winning at the highest level. Jimmy's been on how many different teams? And had,
Minnesota, Sixers, 76ers, Miami Heat, and Warriors.
And think about all the different young players that he took under his wing.
Totally.
Think of all the different, the Tyler Heroes of the world, the Andrew Wiggins of the world. Now all those things ended up being combustible towards the end. So I just credit Jimmy to a lot of this, and the willingness of JK and Jimmy to work together in this offseason has been huge.
Diney, how's your opinion of him changed in 9 games?
Well, I got to go back to the beginning. Jonathan Kuminga had no clue how to play basketball in the NBA when he came into the league at 18. And over the course of 3 or 4 years, to me, it became obvious that he has a lot of talent, a lot of ability. What he's proved to me this year, and only this, is that, you know what? I think he can be a starter on a good team. That's all he's accomplished this year, to my way of thinking. Because up until this point, he hasn't started all the games. He's basically come off the bench. So now he's starting. And you know what? He's beginning to show me, wow, he's thinking about, it's becoming less about his game and more about how he fits into the team. And so that's a great start.
Are you surprised the vets have been so warming to him, Steiny? This year, after everything that happened this summer?
I shouldn't be surprised because they need him.
Yeah.
Real quick, yes or no, all six of us, on Super Bowl Sunday after the trade deadline, is Jonathan Kuminga a Warrior?
Hell yes, in my Marshawn Lynch voice.
No.
Yes.
No.
I think they get an extension done before then.
Man.
Yes.
I'll
really
go yes
do.
As well. You say no.
Because wow. I just look big picture the time, and we're only 9 games in.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay. Hey, it's the summit at Jack's Restaurant. It is the summit. We are sponsored by Surfside. The Golden State Warriors are back. Cheer on your Warriors with an ice-cold Surfside, only 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, and 0 bubbles, so it's easy to sip and enjoy. It is not a seltzer. It's Surfside, proud partner of the Golden State Warriors. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. We'll get to some of the other role players coming up. We'll get to Steve Kerr coming up. This is the summit, all six of us here at Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill on 95.7 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.